Hey friends, it is Ray Gaucher. Welcome to Truth and Testimony, the broadcast, with this very short update. I am currently right now still in San Luis, Arizona. If you've seen the update that myself and Adrian did last night, I'm still in the same place waiting to be unloaded. For those of you that have come over from my other channel, welcome. It's good to have you here. I know some of you are probably still wondering, why did I make the change to come over and just do this 100% of the time when things appeared to be going really well with the other channel? Well, to give you an example, I'll share with you that over the last several weeks, I've had several people unsubscribe, and that really hurts the algorithm. It hurts the channel a lot. And that was during a time I was waiting for my shoulder to heal, and I made that note, made mention of that, and I guess people were just, well, they were impatient and they left. I don't know why you would leave. Why not just stay subscribed, and then you'll get the next notification when you're back and better again. I think a lot of it was done deliberately because they know it hurts the algorithm. And you know what? And also, like the last video that I put up on my channel, I had people leaving some pretty terrible comments, calling me a quitter and everything, when my reason of doing this is so I could serve God. So I'm not a quitter. I'm a go-getter. I'm not a quitter. I've been pushing through and pulling through. And I mean, with the amount of work that's involved in making all those videos, and I continue doing it for as many years as I did, even through terrible tragedy when my daughter died, I am far from a quitter. And maybe that's one of the reasons why God allowed me to go through those tragedies, so I'd be stronger during these last days when things are going to get crazy. And that does mean that, of course, I'm not going to be putting out the longer length videos on the other channel as Trucker Ray, but I still drive. I'm out here on the highway, and that means from time to time, whenever I feel like doing it, when the weather is nice and when the opportunity is there, I will provide some short scenery shots and with some good Christian music behind it. Like I said, everything is going to be 100% Christian. Nothing secular whatsoever. So you'll still see scenery shots, but on this channel, to glorify God. That's what I wanted to do. Today's the big day of the eclipse that's supposed to happen in the U.S. I won't see it from here. I'm too far away from it. But there's a lot of people that are afraid of these prophetic implications, like earthquakes, the Madrid earthquake, and all these other things people are saying. I do truly believe that it is a warning. It is a wake-up call for us to, the Bible tells us that we would see signs and wonders in the skies in the last days. And the Bible also tells us that the stars and the sun and the moon and everything that's up there was made for signs, for helping us to navigate, for God to communicate with us in certain ways by warning us of certain things. I'm sorry if I'm wording this wrong. I don't have the Bible in front of me. So we can't just ignore the eclipse. We can't just ignore that. It is quite evident that this is more than likely, this could be a warning to repent for the people of the U.S. and Canada to repent. Or it could be warning us of something that's coming. We can't just ignore it and say, oh, it's just a phenomenon, we're just going to ignore it, whatever. Another thing, too, I also heard that they're going to be shooting a couple rockets into the eclipse. Like, why would they do that? Some say it's to release another dimension and let demons on the earth. I mean, it's crazy what you hear. But you know what? You can't rule any of it out. I mean, you can't. You can't rule it all out. Because there is a demonic world out there. There is another dimension out there. We're fighting it constantly. We are fighting a battle every single day, good and evil. Hence, another reason why I made, and believe me, you guys, it was a decision that was difficult to make, to shut everything down on the other channel and come over to Truth and Testimony and do 100% of my work for God. It was a sacrifice to make, because I still enjoy doing that stuff. it's fun putting secular music on there because it goes so well with some of the scenery. But you know what? You got to be obedient. You got to do the will of God. And whether this channel has 250 subscribers or 25,000, if God chooses to prosper it, He will prosper it. If it's there to reach four people and strengthen them through difficult and hard times, then so be it. I don't care. It's not about the numbers anymore. It just isn't about the numbers. So I just wanted to quickly say, for those of you that came over from my other one, the Trucker Ray channel, welcome. I do hope you enjoy what you see uploaded. If you're not a Christian and you still came over to follow to see what I'll be doing, I commend you for that. Because a lot of the time if someone goes to a channel and it's a Christian channel, they run. They run away because they're, I don't want to be influenced, or I don't want nothing to do with that. Or they're talking about God, and if I hear about God, it'll convict me of this deliberate sin in my life that I shouldn't be doing. The reason why I say that is because I was there before. I was there before. And it is so very easy to fall into that sin. Even if you are a Christian, if you get used to a certain sin and you keep doing it all the time, your heart becomes hard and it doesn't affect you anymore. And then you'll hear someone like me or someone else or Adrian Scott or on this channel or whoever it is, maybe Sean McGill, hopefully. That's a hint, Sean. Come back, buddy. I know you'll have the time. Once in a while for an update video. You hear somebody tell you something's not right, and all of a sudden you feel a conviction and it's easier to run. It's easier to shut the browser and run away from it. Well, friends, I really encourage you to stick around. I think you'll really enjoy it. We plan to do a lot of fun stuff on this channel. And I really, really, truly hope that you understand that I did not leave the other channel out of resentment. It was just time. And I couldn't find a better time to transition over to the new channel on the day of this eclipse, which is kind of coincidental. But anyway, guys, that's all I got for you. You'll see updates from me from time to time. Adrian uploads his videos Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so I try not to interfere with that. But because the eclipse was today, I had to squeeze this in, and I did warn him of this, that I was going to do this. So hopefully it will not interfere with what he uploads, because he's going to continue to upload more of his Israel tour. And I hope one day that I'll be able to go to Israel with him. That would be amazing. But if it doesn't happen with this fleshly body, it definitely will happen in the resurrected body, because we will all see Jerusalem. Okay, guys, blessings in the name of Yeshua. Bye for now.